Today, Be'ez Hashem, we learn Daf Kuf Tezayin and begin Perek HaBayis of Aliyah, the 10th and last Perek of Masechta Bamitzia. Some of the topics we learned about include Shnei Kelim Sha'isin Malacha Achas. If one takes as collateral two utensils that function together as a single unit, he transgresses the prohibition Ki Nefesh Uchevel twice. Ad Kedei Demeyan. If one returns collateral he took unlawfully, he is then entitled to collect the value of the item and does not need to prove the outstanding debt because he could have claimed ownership of the collateral. Midi de avde lo shuli loguri, an item that is generally lent or rented out. Habayis v'aliyah shenaflu, how to divide the rubble of a house whose two stories were owned by two individuals. This depends on several factors, including bechavot nafl, if it fell sideward, or b'chavsa nafl, if it collapsed in its place, and b'shusa deman nafl, in whose property they are found. If one of the owners recognizes some of the unbroken stones as his own, he takes them and they count towards his portion of the stones. The Gemara discusses whether l'fi cheshben shavurois or l'fi cheshben shleimus. The other fellow takes an equal number of broken or unbroken stones. If someone rented out the upper story of his house and it collapsed, the tenant may live on the ground floor until it is repaired. The Gemara discusses, my kamarle, what were the terms of their contract? Nifchasa bekama, how large an area must collapse to entitle him to move downstairs? And hechadarba, whether he may live there alone and whether he may use the main entrance.